USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
President Biden celebrating a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since taking office in January. Biden Friday visiting the CDC. He explains why it's such an important benchmark.
Because this is the United States of America, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we cannot do when we do it together. And that's what you're showing everybody.
But Dr. Anthony Fauci among those saying it's too soon to declare victory.
About 23% of the country has at least one vaccine. About 12 to 13% are fully vaccinated. We've got to get that up a bit higher before we start pulling back on some of these public health measures.
Dr. Fauci telling MSNBC Friday, we're at the point where Europe was a few weeks ago. A German official saying yesterday that cases are rising at an exponential rate and another lockdown could be announced as soon as Monday ahead of a possible third wave of infections. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
While in Atlanta to visit the CDC Friday, President Biden and Vice President Harris also meet with Asian Americans to discuss this week's murders at three Asian-owned businesses in Georgia. Eight people killed in the mass shooting, six of them Asian women. Harris seems to lay some of the blame on former President Trump.
For the last year, we've had people in positions of incredible power scapegoating Asian Americans, people with the biggest pulpits, spreading this kind of hate.
Harris, part Asian American, she says she understands how the recent violence has frightened and shocked and outraged so many in the community. With Biden in Atlanta, State Department officials in Alaska meeting with Chinese officials, China accusing the U.S. of encouraging attacks on China, while the U.S. accuses China of grandstanding. Both sides accuse the other of violating human rights, with China saying black Americans are getting slaughtered. The two sides also discuss trade and military activities in the South China Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new germ-killing spray being tested in space. Here's Wendy King.
Astronauts on the International Space Station are testing surface coatings intended to kill viruses and germs, including the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The test for the Boeing company has astronaut Shannon Walker touch a dozen items daily to transfer microbes commonly found on humans to them. After 6 months in space, the items will return to Earth in early May, where researchers will determine how the microbes fared on the treated surfaces. Boeing hasn't revealed what the surface coating is, but a spokesman confirmed that it's a polymer substance that's sprayed onto the items. Excessive amounts of microbes in food or water aboard the space station could create health risks. Boeing said they've tested the substance for use in aircrafts, so they know it's safe. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The Supreme Court holds a rare in-person meeting. Dan Araki has more.
For the first time in a year, the Supreme Court met Friday for an in-person closed-door session. The justices haven't met in the same room since last March. All nine justices have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, though not all justices rejoined their colleagues in Washington, D.C., but the majority did. The court continued their work throughout the pandemic, holding oral arguments via telephone. They'll continue to use that method until the term ends in late June. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.